Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, the last interview of E3 2018 Day 3. This is Peter with Gamertag Radio. Had an opportunity to play Hitman 2. Bonus, on top of that, it's coming out on my birthday. So, yeah, November 13th, 2018. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. So there was a lot of things that kind of clicked with me for this. A, it was in Miami. We're from Miami. So God, I was just
amazing.
Like,
yes.
Yes. So, and plus, I mean, who doesn't love Agent 47 and Hitman? So before we get started, tell me your name, what you do.
My name is Jakob Mikkelsen, or Jacob Mikkelsen in English it would be, and I am the game director on Hitman 2.
Fantastic. Miami. Why Miami?
Well, I think that's one of the things where we have the luxury of having Agent 47, right? And he fits in everywhere. I think it's actually pretty hard to come up with a location where he wouldn't fit.
Right.
And this time around, we wanted to make it kind of pop color-wise and sunny and bright. And it's like, so Miami seemed like a really, really good fit for him.
Cool. So give us a little bit of background. I have some of the gameplay footage, so we're going to play that, you know, for our listeners and our fans. But what are we doing in Hitman 2? What's the premise?
Well, the premise is that we pick up on the story after the previous game. One of the things we succeeded with in the previous game was to kind of leave some characters alive after the story.
Okay.
So we have the Shadow Client, we have Agent 47, we have Diana, and we have the Constant. And these four figures, they continue in Season 2. But this time around, the story gets a bit more personal for 47. So you'll see that the missions are kind of tied more directly to the main story, where the previous game was more like a setup of things to come.
I noticed there was a general change in the game, because before it was, you guys were going more for an episodic type direction. Is that going to continue with Hitman 2?
No. This time around, we are delivering all the main missions at launch, so November 13 on your birthday. And that means that you can kind of go through them at your own pace, so you don't have to wait for the next one, and you can invest as much time in them as you want. And then for us as developers, it also gives us this huge advantage that we have a very kind of active live tail end, where we give you these escalations contracts. We have the elusive targets coming back as well, and the challenge packs and all that stuff. And this gives us more bits and pieces to play around with from the get-go, rather than having to wait for a new drop with a new location. So we have kind of more ingredients to put in the pot.
Yeah, you have kind of like an idea as to what direction you're already going, as opposed to iterating and learning
exactly,
on the next
yeah.
one. Okay. All right. How happy are you with finally being able to unleash Agent 47?
I'm not sure how to describe that. You know, you work for something for quite a while, right? And then we started building this right after we kind of wrapped up on the previous game. And it's just great to see it being played by people, and it's been performing well. There's been lots of laughs and giggles. I hope you saw the fish.
Yes, the fish scene.
And the flamingo, right? So it's like, it's all these, you know, you walk around hoping, okay, are they going to like it? Are they going to like it? And so far, it's just been a lot of positive feedback. So it's been great so far, and I'm just eager to share the rest with you guys.
I'm glad, because There's a certain cachet when you're walking around as 47. You can always change and you can adapt to every single situation. That's the one thing I love about this game. What has been your favorite part of this whole process of going, finishing up with one, you know, and then changing your track and now working on two? What's been your favorite part?
Well, I think that from a dev perspective, it's like when we started out building the previous game, we kind of had to kind of go back to the roots of Hitman sandboxing, and the how big is a sandbox, how do we do it technically, how do we do it scripting wise and all this stuff, how do we make it work. And this time around, right, we have a ton of knowledge about how to approach this problem of building a Hitman game.
Right.
So we have a lot of experience, and that also allows us to push the boundaries a bit here and there, and say, okay, so the crowd you just saw in Miami, that's bigger than anything we've done before. It gives us the opportunity to kind of add new features, such as hiding in the crowd, adding the briefcase for the sniper rifle. That's going to be back as well, so you can carry around that. And it's just, you know, as a developer, you always look at the game and you know so many things you could have done differently, or you would like to have taken two or three more steps in a certain direction.
Right.
And doing Hitman 2 kind of has allowed us to take those steps, and that's been really, really great.
Usually with 47, you're going all over the country. Is that the same in this game, or is it going to be primarily based in Miami?
That's going to be lots of globetrotting.
Oh, yes.
You will go places.
Awesome. Cannot wait. So, again, we've covered November 13th, 2018 on all platforms.
Yeah, and then on top of that, right, if you pre-order now, then you get the access to the Sniper Assassin mode, which is a new thing we've added to the game.
Oh, tell me more.
That's a sniper-only mission where you sit kind of a bit afar from the mission area. And in this first mission here, that's a wedding where you're kind of crashing, so to speak. And for the first time in the franchise, you can also play alongside a friend. So that's a co-op mode.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you need to sync up your shots and time it and coordinate who does what when and all that stuff. And that really adds a whole new layer to the whole sniping thing. I kind of recommend that you play it either with a very, very good friend or someone you're not going to play with again.
So you can ruin their experience. All right. So aside from... you know, you mentioned challenge packs from the last game. Are we going to see a lot of post-launch support as well in those in the form of like additional contracts and such?
Yeah, additional. There's going to be featured contracts. We're going to have contracts mode is still in the game and still being kind of used by the players to create tons of contracts. Right, escalation packs, challenge packs, elusive targets. More sniper maps. That's going to be expansions later down the line. You should check the Hitman.com site for the details of that. But yeah, we are going to keep this one alive for a long time.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear. So you heard it here first, November 13th, 2018, Hitman 2. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.